People who've been together a long time can often communicate without words, living quite comfortably with silence between them. But that can cut both ways. It can mean people have reached a kind of intuitive bond with one another where words aren't necessary, or it can mean they're leaving a great deal unsaid. The Realistic Joneses is a play coming to the Actors Group that looks at the way two couples from different generations and the ways they muddle through. Peggy Ann Siegman is the director. She's with us this morning. Good morning, Peggy Ann.
Good morning, Chris.
This is about communication, right?
Absolutely.
Spoken and unspoken.
Yes, conversation and lack thereof.
And lack thereof.
Right.
And so that calls upon your actors to sort of convey the fact that in the silence something's going on between them, right?
Absolutely. And that's an interesting thing that you brought up. What we talked about was the difference between a situation in which the actors are uncomfortable and in which the characters are uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And the first scene is two couples who've never met before being uncomfortable, but it has to be the characters. The audience has to know it's the characters being socially uncomfortable, not the actors themselves.
The actors have to comfortably
embody. Uncomfortable, right.
Being uncomfortable. I've always thought that was one of the more difficult nuances of behavior to convey for actors. That
I have fantastic actors. I have a wonderful, wonderful group of actors and a great support technical team. So it's been a journey. It's been a ride. This very insightful, very awareness of some things that maybe we are personally uncomfortable with, death, illness. The two men in the play have a totally fictitious and probably fatal terminal illness.
Mm-hmm.
The play is about how they deal or don't with the fact that what's going to happen to them does happen to all of us eventually. The older man is in denial, believes he's going to get better and go back to work. He doesn't want to know anything about the disease, just wants his wife to just tell him what to take and what to do and how to get through the day.
Yeah.
The younger man is concerned that his wife is not going to be able to handle life without him, so he's protecting her. And she's a really delightful character. Her name is Pony. She has, as we discussed in our preliminary table reads, she has no filter. Whatever comes into her head comes out of her mouth.
Uh-huh.
She's not rude or crude. She just says whatever happens to be going through her head. She could, in some of the reviews I've read of the play, of the performances, she's been described as a ditz, an airhead. She is not at all. She's got a lot of depth. She flits from subject to subject because her mind is going 90 miles an hour. And the arc of her growth is really quite remarkable in the course of the play. And when I saw the play in 2014 on Broadway, I loved it. I was touched by the love between these people, love spoken and unspoken, the caring, and the fact that people who deeply care about each other often cannot speak about the elephant in the room.
Because of the pain it would cause to address some issue like illness directly, right? You spend your lives with one another trying not to cause the other person pain.
Right.
So, yeah, conveying bad news can be, even when you should.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I think anyone who has been in a caregiver situation, whether it's a elderly parents, a spouse with an illness or injury, a disabled child, they will understand Jennifer's frustration, Pony's dread, and understand the difficulty in just the difficulty in this maintaining a loving relationship when your patience is being stretched to the limit.
So much of what you describe, Peggy Ann, is dependent on nuances of inflection and the way the language of the play is addressed, because so much of the drama here is interior drama, is things that are kind of hovering in the background, right?
That's very, very true. As I said, we have my actors are very insightful, very aware, very dedicated to expressing their personal understanding of the situation which the characters are in. And yes, inflection is very important. And I do want to say that having started us down a somewhat slippery slope toward a deep tragedy, the play is about love and caring and fear and death, and it's funny. It's very, very funny. The title Realistic Joneses puzzles me. These people are not realistic because they don't face the reality of what's happening to them, more or less, but they're very real. And I think we can identify with them. Most of the audience will have some identifying moment of, aha, I know people like this, I've been there, done that.
Well, very few of us face everything that we should face.
Yeah, denial and avoidance.
Fair enough, right?
Yeah. Well, maybe for survival, we have to avoid the stuff that we know we can't handle.
Sure. And so much that becomes overwhelming. But at the same time, you know, the fact that you had extensive table reads is significant to me, because it really sounds as if the drama and the forward momentum of the play comes from a lot to do with the way a lot of interaction, a lot of nuances of behavior. They're not big, bold gestures, but things that are implied and assumed. Is that accurate?
I think that's very accurate. And the actors have said how much they appreciated that time before they got on their feet to investigate the language. The playwright, Will Eno, who's not terribly well known in this country, I've read that his plays are performed in Britain, mm-hmm. More than here. This particular play was his Broadway debut. He does definitely have a way with words, and the specifics of his language are very important. I believe, and my actors have agreed to the language, the specific wording of language that he uses, mm-hmm. is very important to the interaction, the conversation, the color of each character.
So it's not just in Shakespeare that it's important to do that, right? To really read and look at the dozen different ways a line can be voiced.
Well, as a conversation, which is becoming rare these days, mm-hmm. true conversation where people actually listen to each other and respond to what was said, as opposed to what one of the characters says, we're just throwing words at each other. Conversation requires that you listen, comprehend, and respond. And that's...
Well, we're holding the line here, Peggy.
I know we are. Well, I love this show. It's called Conversation.
Oddly
yes.
enough. Yeah.
We're looking at each other. We're answering each other's questions and responding.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen very often.
It's not as difficult as it sounds, you know?
It's not. It's not. But remember, it's a conversation. People used to do this.
Yeah, I know. I remember.
And this particular play doesn't involve social media or electronic devices. It's not about that. It's just about individuals unable to really talk and listen and respond.
Well, it sounds like a terrific play. Thanks so much, Peggy Ann.
It is. I hope people will come see it. Thank you.
Peggy Ann Sigmund is the director of The Realistic Joneses by Will Eno, which opens tonight and runs until March 20th at the Dole Cannery Theater in Honolulu. It's a production of The Actors Group, and you can get details on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.